From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is in Laos, the first American president to visit that landlocked Southeast Asian nation for two summits. He met earlier with his Lao counterpart. Monday in China, Mr. Obama told reporters he hopes to improve relations with Vientiane by helping resolve the unexploded ordnance issue.
And my expectation is that in our meetings over the course of several days, that we'll be able to provide some really concrete assistance that ensures that innocent kids who are running through a field, or a farmer that's trying to clear a field, or a business that's trying to get set up, that they're not endangered by the possibility of an explosion.
The U.S. has pledged $90 million for the program. Meanwhile, Mr. Obama is expected to call for congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact.
And I have yet to hear a persuasive argument from the left or the right as to why we wouldn't want to create a trade framework that raises labor standards, raises environmental standards, protects intellectual property, levels the playing field for U.S. businesses, brings down tariffs. It is indisputable that it would create a better deal for us than the status quo.
The TPP is opposed by both U.S. major party presidential nominees. The Italian Coast Guard said rescuers recovered the bodies Monday of 15 migrants in search and rescue operations, which also saved 2,700 lives off Libya's coast. At least 23 killed in a weekend blaze at a prison in Ethiopia. The fire erupted Saturday at the Kilinto prison, where some of the recent Oromo and Amhara protesters were held. This is VOA News. A standoff at an aid organization headquarters in Kabul ended Tuesday with all three gunmen killed by security forces. That ended a series of attacks, including two suicide bombings that left at least 35 dead, more than 100 wounded in the Afghan capital. The first two blasts claimed by the Taliban, and RAND Corporation analyst Jonah Blank said it underscores a shift away from attacks on security forces.
If one looks at the pattern of the recent Taliban attacks, they have generally been targeting soft targets. They have not been going after hardened military bases, as they had done in the past.
The bombings come less than 2 weeks after gunmen attacked the American University in Kabul, killing 13. The U.N. Security Council will take up the latest North Korean missile launches today. The North fired three ballistic missiles Monday into the Sea of Japan from a site along its east coast. Leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday called for continued missile and nuclear testing. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said Pyongyang views itself as a regional nuclear power.
Kim Jong-un is offended by not being invited to the G20. After all, he is a great nuclear power now. To us, that sounds ironic, but to him, I think he believes that now that he has nuclear weapons, he should be treated as a peer of China and the United States.
Japan's defense ministry said the missiles fell into its exclusive economic zone, calling it a grave national security threat. A series of bombings claimed by Islamic State Monday killed at least 48 people across Syria. The bombings occurred as Presidents Obama and Putin, meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, failed to find agreement on how to end the violence. Mr. Putin said he still hopes an agreement can be reached in coming days on improving and intensifying cooperation against terrorist organizations to bring the five-year conflict to an end. China has underscored its resolute opposition to any form of Hong Kong independence following legislative election results from Sunday that showed pro-democracy candidates winning 30 of 70 seats that give them the power to veto bills by the pro-Beijing majority. The World Health Organization Monday said Nigeria reported a third case of polio in northeast Borno State. Two other cases were reported last month and a setback in the country's effort to eradicate the crippling disease that targets young people. The West African country had been declared polio-free just last year. Zambia's highest court dismissed an effort by defeated opposition presidential candidate Hakainde Hichilema to annul last month's election result that clears the way for incumbent President Edgar Lungu's inauguration next week. Hichilema, who lost by 100,000 votes, has alleged fraud. The court said the opposition candidate missed a 14-day deadline for filing his challenge. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.